I'm glad to be in camp meeting tonight. Before I get started, I'll be quite honest with you. I didn't want to preach at all, like not at all. And so he came to me last night and asked me, and I'm like, please let me say there's something I have to do tomorrow night, just anything. I'll even mow the lawn and get out of preaching. And so my dad said I had to preach, so he took me to the church this morning, so I could study and get ready. And I had a message that I had like kind of got together when I was younger, like maybe 11 or 12, and I'd forgot completely about it. And I was trying to pray and trying to get something from the Lord, and I was hitting a brick wall. And finally, I was like, God, I was like, I need something now. My mind went back to this scripture, and you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. My mind went back to this scripture, and I'd always thought of it as a Holy Ghost message, but I got to praying about it, and I went in a entirely different direction. 1 Kings chapter 18, and I'll begin reading in verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as will contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid them on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it a second time. And notice this part right here, it said, And they did it a second time. And he said, Do it a third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around the altar, and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in heaven, that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. You may be seated. For a little while, I want to preach on a desire for the fire. A desire for the fire. At the time of this story, we see that the nation of Israel hadn't had revival in a long time. It had been 3 years since they had had rain for three, and it had been 3 years. You could say they hadn't felt God's spirit in 3 years. So many times in our lives, that's how it is. When we stop feeling the Lord, so instead of going back to the first place, the last place where we felt Him, we start looking in all the other places. We start looking in sports. We start looking in, just different things. Music, just anything that the world can offer. The Bible is full of men and women who knew what it felt like to feel His spirit. They knew what it felt like to have the Lord move on them. Samson, David, Saul, Eli. They all knew what it felt like to feel God's presence. Samson, he fell with lust. Saul, he fell because of jealousy and hatred. David just fell for tons of reasons. Eli fell because he didn't get rid of the sin that was in his son's life. But I'm glad that we don't have to live our whole life without the Spirit of God in our life. I'm glad that He offers an altar like Elijah made. Prayer still works. Reading the Bible still works. Praying every morning when you get up, it still works. We just came through Father's Day, and that's something my dad's taught me my whole life. He showed me what it was like to have a prayer life every morning. He showed me what it was like to get up, go to the church before he went to work, and pray for 30, 45 minutes. I can't repay that. I'll never be able to understand the full value of that. It doesn't really take a rocket scientist to realize that wet wood won't burn. But they still poured the water. They wanted Elijah to prove that there was a God. And then he uses the most craziest way possible to wet wood does not burn. But they did it anyways. It was obedience. I heard a story once when we used to live in Alabama that a guy was seeking for the Holy Ghost, and so he got on his knees and crawled over to another guy, and he untied his shoes, and when he tied him back, the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. It seems pretty crazy, but he got the Holy Ghost. I mean, It doesn't matter what it takes. If you're seeking for the Holy Ghost, if you're seeking for a healing, if you're seeking something from God, it doesn't matter how silly or how crazy it seems. Do it. It doesn't matter how it seems to you. God knows what's best. I remember when I was seeking for the Holy Ghost, and I was 7 years old, and it didn't matter what the preacher preached on. If he preached on marriage problems, I was seeking for the Holy Ghost. If he preached on hell, I was seeking for the Holy Ghost. If he preached on salvation, I was seeking for the Holy Ghost. I think it was Brother Enoch Snow that preached at PFYC. Those who were there probably remember it. It felt like the door's about to blow off that place. I mean, the power of God was so strong. He got to talk about when he was a little kid seeking for the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted it more than anything. I knew I was hungry for it. I was desperate for it. I remember getting up before, like, I was 6, 7 years old. I was a little kid. And I remember kneeling down my bed, beside my bed, and praying. And asked the Lord to fill me with the Holy Ghost. And we were in Alabama, and it was a fall festival. And so we were all outside playing, we were like bouncy houses and stuff. And a couple of the men went into the church to pray. And they started shouting, and people just started like drawing to the church. And before long, everyone was inside. And of course, there I was over there seeking for the Holy Ghost. And so I put my hands down. I just didn't get it. So I put my hands down. And I was just standing there. And a boy about 3 or 4 years older than me came over to me, and he said, I know it's kind of crazy, but he said, I feel like we need to run around the church. And I was like, okay. He's like, outside. I was like, okay. So we went outside, and the church is like in a T shape, and so there's a door on each end of the T. And we came out of one door, and I ran around the outside of the church. When I got to the other door, steps that goes up to it, and I started up the steps. And the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I don't remember this, but they said I ran back around the other side. And I was heading up the hill. I fell, and I rolled back down the hill speaking in tongues. It was crazy to run outside. It seemed weird, but I got the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what the Lord's asking you to do. If he's asking you to crawl across the front of this church, do it. If he's asking you to belly flop across the front of this platform, do it. There's nothing in this world that should keep you from doing whatever it takes to get a hold of God. The one with the issue of blood got on her knees and crawled through the crowd to get to Jesus. The lame man got on top of the roof to get to Jesus. Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water to get to Jesus. It doesn't matter how crazy it seems. Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. They are seeking for rain, but God sent fire. I mean, so many times we're seeking for one thing, and then God gives us something completely different, and we're like, like, where did this come from? Like, why am I getting this? But he knows what's best. It doesn't matter what you're seeking for. God has what you need. We expect him to move like he did in the past. And sometimes he does. Like, I mean, so many times we pray for Azusa Street to happen again and the Great Awakenings. But I believe that God's going to do something greater. I believe that God's going to do something that we ain't never seen before. I believe God's going to saturate the whole. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope God shakes the living daylights out of us tonight. I'd love to look back next year and say on June 20th, 2017, the Lord poured out his spirit in a way he ain't never done it before. That till every single person in this building got the Holy Ghost. Every single person in this building was on fire for God. You say that'll never happen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Our pastor read it Sunday night. He was preaching. Said, in the last days, saith the Lord, will I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall dream, shall see visions. And it said, young men, that means me. That means the people my age. That means my youth group can still have revival. That means my age group can still have revival. That means we can still get a hold of God. That means we can still get a prayer life. We can still have revival. If we would just get a desire for the fire.
Oh, let's thank the Lord for that tonight. Could you do it? Oh, God, give us a desire, Lord, for the fire gift. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my, didn't you appreciate that tonight? Oh, man, appreciate that, Brother Dakota. Said some good stuff. That's fundamentals, but you know what? I'd take a youth group that has a desire for the fire any day. I said, that's what we need, a youth group with a desire to see God move. Goes right hand in hand with what Brother Gallagher preached to us last night, being filled with the Spirit. Man, I'd love to see it in these last days. He said it. Do you believe it? Do we really believe it like we read it? He said, I'll pour out my Spirit. I'd like to be part of that, wouldn't you? I said, I'd like to be part of that generation. Hallelujah.